Hello everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. First of all, I'm glad that you enjoyed last week's Zika's Spotlight episode, because sometimes I'm sitting here and I'm asking myself if I'm exaggerating when I'm talking about the sound of a guitar that I really like. But at the end, when I'm reading your comments, I also realize that also you have found the sound of those guitars very special, and the way how you describe the sound of the guitars is very innovative, and I'm also learning a lot from your sound descriptions. And the guitar that I want to showcase to you today has been actually under the spotlight for many, many years, and it's made by Hermann Hauser III. As you might know, there is Hermann Hauser 1, Hermann Hauser 2, and Hermann Hauser 3. So it's a luthier family who are building guitars since three generations. And everything started with Hermann Hauser 1, who has actually revolutionized the way of building for the modern classical guitar scene. And what he basically did was combining the Spanish traditional guitar making method with the German way of thinking, which is very well structured, very precise, everything has to be on point, and the result is a guitar like this, which has been played by the biggest classical guitarists, such as Andre Segovia and Julian Bream. Because these two legends are two guitarists who see the guitar as a little orchestra, an instrument which has to be able to offer a lot in terms of tone separation, projection, very well balanced sound. And that's why Julian Bream and Andre Segovia were playing Hermann Hauser guitars for many years in concerts. And if you are sitting in a concert hall, in a big concert hall, you can hear clearly every tone of a Hermann Hauser guitar, because these guitars have such great tone separation and projection that you truly enjoy the music. And this guitar is made by the latest generation of Hermann Hauser. It's made by Hermann Hauser III. It's from 1995. And this guitar is the Fana Pepe Romeo model. And the rosette of this guitar is inspired by a Hermann Hauser II guitar from 1958, which was owned by the Romeo family. And this guitar has a cedar top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides, with a piece of maple in the middle of the back of the guitar. Let's play a few tones on it. Thank you. There is a reason why this guitar is constructed for the big stages. And there is a reason why Julian Bream and Zegovia and many incredible guitarists from the new generation, such as Jan de Preta, there is a reason why they all love to play on this guitar. Let's say it's a very democratic guitar because every tone has the same intensity and loudness, and it doesn't matter if you play a scale from the deep notes to the higher notes, or if you play scales from the deeper position to the higher positions. The intensity of the tone is always the same. And for me, at some point, it was also a bit too difficult to play on this guitar because I'm hearing suddenly some voices and some intervals and chords that I didn't hear on other guitars. And it's like, wow, what is happening? What's going on this guitar? That's why this is, as I said already, a guitar constructed and designed for big stages and for professional classical guitarists. And yeah, it's a timeless guitar. And this is the third generation of Hermann Hauser guitars, and also the first and the second generation, they were building incredibly sounding guitars. Well, that's it. It was the Zikas Spotlight of this week, and this week, this amazing guitar from 1995 was under the spotlight. I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? If you need more detailed pictures and information, you can find the link in the video description. And please, if the video was helpful for you and you liked it, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel also, if you didn't do that already. Have a great day and see you next week.